we strongly encourage motorists to plan ahead, allow for extra time. Various roadways will be closed along with parking restrictions. Motorists should also be advised that all intersecting car streets along the parade route will also be affected during the event. So you have to plan ahead and make sure you just pack your patience, because there are going to be various delays as you travel through downtown.
List of roads on WBAL.com, so I'm not going to have you repeat them. But if people want to park to get to the parade route, you'd best suggest they park in a garage?
Park in a garage, the nearest garage you can see. Don't spend a lot of time riding around looking for park, but just plan ahead. Leave early. Give yourself enough time to look for those parking areas around in and around downtown. Don't get too involved in the congestion. Obey the traffic signals, but there are going to be snarling traffic tomorrow, so people just need to know that if they're coming downtown, the parade starts at 10:45, they might want to start coming down early.
You may want to just go right to the stadium and park in those lots and wait
exactly.
for the parade to arrive there.
Use the lots in and around the stadium, the parking lots that's furthest away, and just kind of walk to where the parade will disband, which is at City Hall. But use a parking lot, get in the parking garage, and just plan to travel by foot.
Any other advice you have for people for tomorrow?
We just want people that work downtown that may not be attending the parade to do the same, to plan ahead, to be sure that there are going to be some parking and traffic restrictions in effect, and just please pack your patience. And everyone just have a great time and be safe.